Before voting on the issue, council heard from several people who felt a Family Dollar store was the wrong development for Water Street. In fact, one local business owner said something to the effect of, "That kind of store shouts poverty." That remark didn't sit well with Councilmember Ricky Jefferson, who represents Ward 1, home to many lower-income and minority residents.
Believe me, the comment was offensive to me, but I refuse to comment on it other than that.
Jefferson says many of his constituents like the idea of a Family Dollar store in the Water Street redevelopment area. Not so former Mayor Cheryl Farmer, who says the city needs to consider the long-term future of Water Street.
In the long term, that parcel needs to be an asset to the community. It needs to bring in things that we don't have now that will enhance the use of that parcel, enhance the value of that parcel, and play to the fact that it's got this beautiful natural feature, the river, running through it. And I don't think the dollar store does that at all.
Councilmember Daniel Vogt cast the lone no vote on the letter of intent. He said most of his constituents are against the idea, and he doesn't like the $210,000 purchase price. He wanted to table the issue to have some more questions answered, and to give Mayor Paul Schreiber and Councilmember Susan Moeller, who couldn't attend last night's meeting, a chance to comment. Vogt received no support on council to table the issue, which was approved by a vote of 4-1. The letter of intent takes the parcel off the market for 90 days, while the city and the developer try to work out a purchase agreement. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.